Hi, everyone. This is Bronson Tang with CalisthenicsMag.com, home of the art and science of calisthenics. I have on the phone Lewis Parkinson, a very special treat. Thank you, Lewis, for being on the call.
Hi there. Hi, I'm Louis.
Louis, thank you very, very much for being on the call. I want to give the folks who are listening to the call kind of an introduction. I actually found your video. It was forwarded to me through a friend of mine slash mentor, and it was just awe-inspiring, and his video has gotten hundreds of thousands of people power climbing. I'm sure you're familiar with that video, the power climbing motivation video.
Well, yeah, I'm in it. I know it well. And most of those 100,000 views are like me, watching it over and over again, trying to get the view closer. So let's not get too excited.
Well, you know, you've inspired millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people. And I guess the first question I always like to ask the interviewees is, you know, who inspires you or who has inspired you?
Climbing's a really, really varied sport. It can just be about strength-based stuff and having really strong fingers, really strong arms and biceps and back muscles and stuff like that. So in terms of strength, I think my biggest influence is this German guy called Jan Hoyer. He can do everything I can do and a lot more, and he's about, he's going to be annoyed if I say like 50 kilos heavier, but he's a lot bigger than me, so it makes it a lot more impressive when you see him throwing himself around by his fingertips. But there's also like all these other aspects to climbing of technique and mental aspects to it. I've got a lot of different influences that I'm constantly trying to learn from. Some I know personally and that I try and climb with as often as I can to learn as much as possible. But I spend a lot of my time just watching every climbing video there is on the internet and seeing what else I can pick up. Because, yeah, it's great being really, really strong, but actually not as big an aspect of climbing as you'd think. It doesn't come as useful as it could be if you haven't got technique to match it. So that's what I spend a lot of my time working on at the moment.
Well, that's a good segue into the next question. Could you tell the folks who are listening a little bit about your background, I mean, how you got into climbing and how you first started?
Sure. So I actually, compared to a lot of the other people who have been on the national team with and things like that, I started quite late comparatively. I started when I was 13. And a lot of my friends started when they were like 6 or something mad like that. It was my little sister's birthday party, and she wants to go to the nearby rock climbing center. I'd never been before and thought it sounded like fun, so I went along, and I loved it. I was really, really, really bad at it, and really scared of heights as well. But I just really, really liked it. I'd say that's my main. If I've got any kind of talent for climbing, it would just be that I'm really, really excited about it all the time. I'm never, ever short of motivation. So even when I was really, really bad at it and not getting to the top of any climbs, I'd still want to go back every single day for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I got really, really obsessed by it. I did a few lessons, did a qualification when I was 14 so I could go to the climbing center on my own, because otherwise you have to have your parents going with you to check you're not going to get hurt and things like that. Basically just started living in the climbing center. I'll go to school, finish my homework as quick as I could, and then go to the climbing center until closing time. Now 10 years later, here we are. What else do you want to know? That's how I got into it. So I can say, go on.
What's been your what's been the motivator? Because I'm sure you've had ups and downs in your training.
I've got injured, or I've had to take a year off. This is kind of the downside of wanting to go all the time, nonstop, every day. I got really bad tendonitis in both my elbows, and the only thing that makes it better is not going climbing, it drives me nuts. I'm full of energy as it is, and when I get really bad, nowadays I get really bad restless leg syndrome. If I don't climb for a couple of days, I can barely sleep. So, yeah, having to take a whole year off was really, really tough. And occasionally just not that satisfied with how much time and effort I was putting into it and not quite getting as good as I want to be. It's taken a long time to build up the strength I've got now, and that was only done by climbing with really, really bad techniques for a really, really long time, and as a result, I ended up relying on my strength, and it slowly got better and better, but for a long, long time, I had very little strength and absolutely no technique. So I've been, rubbish for a really, really long time, and kind of just kept in mind the whole time, I'm only doing it because I love doing it. I'm not doing it because I necessarily want to be really, really good. Well, this is what I try and keep in mind when I was feeling really bad about my climbing. I go to a lot of competitions, and they're always really, really hard mentally because climbing, most of the time, for me especially, I like to see it as a... Oh, it sounds like such a hippie thing to say, but I almost see it as more of a sort of creative, artistic thing rather than a sport. I do like seeing it as a sport, but a lot of the time I'm just enjoying the movement of it. You get to be very creative about how you climb all these different problems. And then you go to a competition, and suddenly you're measuring exactly how good you are against everybody else. And, I never do that well with pressure. Got better at it now. There's been a lot of ups and downs. It's not always been easy at all.
When you had your downs and like tendonitis, and I mean, what did you do on your off time? Like, did you practice trying to work around the pain?
I do a lot of antagonist exercises, loads and loads of push-ups and stretches and things like that. Occasionally, what was really, really frustrating about it is the tendonitis I had only hurts when I went climbing. So I feel absolutely fine, sat at home doing nothing, thinking I could be climbing right now. Everyone else climbs better, and I'm not. And then I'd go, I'd do one climb, and it would start hurting again, and I'd have to take another 2 months off. I was still at school, so I did have some stuff to do. It was a while ago. I've had other injuries since then. I've fallen off and hurt my knee really badly. I've ruptured a pulley in my finger, which is like a tendon-related injury, all kinds of fun stuff like that. Oh, you get injured a lot when you're climbing.
What's one of the most important lessons that you've learned that you probably you would like to share with those who might want to follow in your footsteps?
It's something that I read in one of the Learn How to Climb books that I bought ages and ages ago, and actually I'm now kind of seeing it with my own personal experience, but It's really, really easy to undervalue how important just practice and patience is for something. Whenever you see, like the video that you guys have seen of me flying about on my fingertips and looking all strong and cool, you didn't see all the times that I tried to do exactly that on the same day and landed on my face instead of catching the hold, or 10 years of slowly getting stronger that it took to get to the point where I could do it. If you just see this snapshot of, like I used to see when I was looking at climbing videos as I was slowly, slowly getting better, you see one 30-second video of someone doing the hardest climb in the world and you think, oh my God, they're the best climber in the world. That's incredible. But you don't see all of the hours and hours of effort and the thousands of times they fell off before they finally managed to do this one perfect ascent of this really, really hard climb. So I think, main thing I try and keep in mind, or the main thing I tell other people to keep in mind, is just being patient and confident, and assuming that whether rightly or wrongly, you will get to. Oh, I'm just babbling away. Confidence in your own.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's
to eventually fantastic. Get where you want is worth a lot more than just mindlessly pushing, I think.
Yeah, let me ask you a kind of a side question in regards to success. How would you define success in one sentence or one phrase?
Oh, man. It's not going to be one sentence or phrase. I only realized recently when someone asked, so what are your goals for 2016? I didn't have any specific goals. I was planning on going to like national championships and the World Cups and stuff, but I didn't have a specific idea of, oh, I want to win this one, or I want to make sure I make semifinals in this. Man, what is success? I guess just getting to the point where you can feel like you're thoroughly in control of what you're doing. Oh, I don't know. I'm finding this a hard question to answer. I didn't expect it to be. I guess it's measured in loads of different ways. For climbing specifically, yeah, I've got specific things that I have always wanted to achieve with it, and that I don't think I'll be able to stop climbing until I have achieved these certain things. Mm-hmm. But if I don't ever manage to do them, I wouldn't see my time climbing as a failure or wasted. I mean, that's usually what I tell people at the start of it. My full-time job is just coaching people. And the first thing I usually tell them is, what do you think the point in going climbing is? We talk a little bit about it, and we often say, well, we've got all these different difficulties of climb set on the different climbing walls. Is the aim to get to the top of the wall? Not really, because if it was, then we wouldn't have bothered with all the really difficult climbs that we set in the centre. We'd just put ladders up or really, really easy climbs, and everyone gets to the top. So really the aim is to constantly improve by challenging yourself, and if you're slowly improving and progressing, then that in itself is a success, not necessarily the end goal. I don't know. I see it as quite a relaxed thing. I think there are a lot of people who are a lot more determined than me who would say, no, you have to get to the top or it's a great big failure. But I see just enjoyment of life and slowly improving is the success I want, really.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, because I've always wondered, what is the climber's definition of success on a wall?
For my birthday, there was this there's this really, really hard climb in North Wales that I really wanted to try for ages. It would have been great to get it. Obviously, yeah, you can tell from that, and I didn't do it. It's really, really hard, and I kept on falling off. But I don't see that as a failure for a second. It was the entire purpose is to go and have this experience. And at the end of the day, I don't know, like 50 years from now, I probably wouldn't remember very clearly whether I did it or not. What I'd remember is spending a week out in the mountains in North Wales and hiking around looking for the climb and my experience of trying it. And I don't know.
Interesting. That's great. That's great. Let me ask you, what's been the best decision that you've made?
I guess it would be deciding to try and climb full time as a career. I finished university a few years ago, about 3 years ago now, I studied pharmacology, which is like biomedical research, and really, really liked it. Did fine. But was thinking at the time, I had also spent an enormous amount of my time just going out climbing whenever I could, because my university was quite close to loads of rocks, which where I live in London is not, so I don't get to go out climbing on rocks very much. But while I was at university, oh my God, I took every opportunity I could. so then at the end I kind of thought, well, there's plenty of people on my pharmacology course who are as passionate about biomedical research as I can tell I am about climbing. When I'm desperately thinking about going climbing on rocks and hiking around, all they want to do is read research papers. And obviously nothing wrong with that. If I wanted a job in pharmacology, then I would hope I was the same way. But I thought, well, I do really, really like climbing, and it would be great to have a career that doesn't feel like work, really. So now that I've got a university degree, I've got something to fall back on, I'll try seeing if I can make climbing into a job somehow, and if it does, great, now's the time to try it. But I can't really look back 20 years from now and wish I'd done it. I should do it now if I'm going to try. And it's worked out really, really well so far. I get to coach people every day, which actually I find really, really fulfilling. I really, really enjoy seeing people challenge themselves and helping them overcome it. And people struggle with it for loads of different reasons. My favorite challenge to coach people through is just being scared of heights, because I find it really, really familiar. And just a really interesting one to see people overcome. It's not as hard as you think. I get to coach people all day. I get to hang out with different people. I get to climb the whole time. I get to travel and go to competitions or climb in beautiful places outdoors. It doesn't really feel like work much of the time. And I get to constantly get better at climbing the whole time. So, very, very happy with that decision.
Yeah, you're doing what you love. You're getting paid.
Exactly. Exactly. Somehow. I don't really know why.
What's been the most challenging or difficult decision you've had to make thus far?
I'm thinking for a minute. Sorry, I was going to be some dead air.
It could either be personally or professionally.
Yeah, I guess just trying to decide exactly what I want from climbing, because, you know, earlier I was saying I really love just going climbing because I really enjoy it. And actually for a long time I didn't want to take it too seriously in case it kind of ruined it for me. It's really easy to enjoy something when you're choosing to go and do it. But I suppose, yeah, saying that choosing for it to be my career was the best decision I made, yeah, it did pay off, but it was a hard decision to make, because on the one hand I was thinking, I like going climbing because I choose to go and do it, but if I have to go to the climbing center every single day and climb all the time, whether I want to or not, is that going to slowly start killing my passion for it? Especially because now, actually, I've started doing... In the past, I just went climbing the whole time and slowly got stronger. Now I've started doing some quite... I need to be strict on myself, but quite strictly scheduled fingerboard training and... basically taking the whole thing a lot more seriously. And before I started doing it, I wasn't sure if it was going to completely ruin the whole thing for me. But now I've started, I've found a whole new load of things that I can enjoy. I've never, measured specifically how much I can hold when I'm hanging off certain small edges and things like that, and actually visibly seeing, I'm measurably getting stronger week by week. That's really, really exciting and quite fun. Hard decision at first, but, it's gone okay.
Yeah, it's probably, I would imagine, just the fear, you know, of doing something that you love to do and thinking that, like as you mentioned.
Exactly, that
full time, it could eliminate that one thing that you, or one
well,
of the
yeah,
many things.
Then, and then suddenly this thing that I've kind of made my whole identity of being a climber is not what I want to do anymore, and then I feel kind of a bit lost, but... fortunately, so far, not happened. I've got plenty of friends whose motivation and excitement about climbing has slowly, I can understand why, slowly waned over the years. But I popped into another climbing centre in London that I hadn't been to in a while, and was visibly excited about all these new climbs that I hadn't tried yet, and then ran straight into a friend of mine who was actually the first guy to start teaching me climbing, and he was saying, it's actually really nice to see that, after all these years, no less excited about climbing than I was on the first day. So, it's going all right so far.
I don't want to use the word proud, because it can be derived as pride, but what's been one of the moments or accomplishments in your life that you're happy about, or that you look back and you go, that was a great thing in my life? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, there's quite a lot. Mostly because, I'd say success for my climbing isn't really measured by an end goal. You do constantly set yourself these little challenges of, can I do this climb, or can I improve my performance in this competition? And, so slowly achieving each of these small goals is always really exciting. There was... I was in Morocco for a month, a couple of weeks ago, doing some climbs in the Atlas Mountains, and there was this one climb in particular, which, I'm really happy saying this is the one I'm really, really proud of overcoming. It was fairly difficult in terms of, like, how much strength you needed to do it, and the holds were quite small, and it was quite overhanging, this quick big rock in the middle of the mountains. But once you did this overhang climb, you'd have to climb over the top of the overhang and have about 20 feet of really delicate, balancey climbing on really small footholds and really small handholds. And, as soon as I got there, all that popped into my head was, I'm really bad at this type of climbing, and looking down, sort of realized I'm going to get really, really hurt if I fall from higher up, and I'm going to get quite hurt if I fall from here. And I also can't climb down the same way I came up. So I got completely stuck. I got really, really panicked. The fear just completely got me.
What did you do?
I stayed up there on this tiny ledge for about 25 minutes. Eventually we managed to move the crash mats we had around to a sort of position where I could climb down a bit and then jump down. Immediately realized I was quite high up, but I'd fallen from far higher before and been fine. I just got completely psyched out. I lost my nerve. I couldn't try it again that day because I was way too shaken. Being stuck on that edge for, I sound like I'm exaggerating. I was standing on my tiptoes for like 20 minutes on this inside little bit of rock. Panics for no reason. The guy who was with me was saying, Lou, you're a pretty good climber. Just climb up, it's fine. And I'd try it a little bit and then immediately climb back down. Going, no, wait a second. Within no space try again, I was full of adrenaline and shaking and weeping a little bit because I've been so scared. So we came back the next day and I got to exactly the same point and realized that the time before, it was kind of this hesitation that killed me. You get, having done this powerful overhanging section and then ending up standing on this ledge, you get a minute to like pause and get your breath back. Second time, didn't really pause, I just went straight for it, and turned out to be really, really easy. Not that easy, there weren't like huge handholds or anything. It's pretty much no handholds and really small footholds, but as soon as I like put my foot onto one of them and one of these small footholds and stood up, I immediately realized, it's like nothing to be scared of so long as I'm confident. If I can stand up on this one, I can stand up on any of them. There's no reason not to. And yeah, a minute later was at the top and really, really, really happy because, I think these challenges to climbing can be all kinds of things. Sometimes it's a strength challenge, sometimes it's a challenge of working out the right techniques, and sometimes it's just doubting yourself and having to be confident and see if it works out.
It's sort of like a great metaphor for life.
Exactly, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly.
You have to face your fears and do it anyway.
When I'm trying to get people into climbing, there's so many things I love about it, but what I'm always trying to explain is, it's like a sport and you get really strong and fit, but there's a lot of other stuff to it. Climbing's helped me develop as a person a huge amount. It's given me loads of confidence, it's made me braver and happier to try new things. It's just great. I can't go on about it long enough.
Well, and I appreciate your time, by the way.
Not at all, man.
Closing, a final question. What question should I have asked you that I didn't ask, and why is that question important? What's the answer?
Well, I think, I was thinking about this before, and I guess what comes up in the lessons I'm teaching about is someone might ask, what do you think the most important thing someone could have when they're just starting out climbing? What's the really, really important factor in making someone a really, really good climber? And actually, this is kind of, you'll see, it will come back to like everything else I've been saying so far in our chat, but I think it would be great if somebody was really, really strong from the get-go, or if they just had this amazing understanding of all of the techniques. But from what I can tell, the only really important factor is just determination and patience. Like I was saying, it's the only skill I've ever had, and I've got quite good now. There are loads of people who have got a lot better than me in a lot less than 10 years. But there's also a lot of people who have started off really good and then just lost motivation with it, or not been able to motivate themselves through injury and things like that. And I also find that idea that determination is all you need really, which I hope it's really, really exciting for anyone who's hearing this, because yeah, the stuff you see me doing in that video it looks really, really cool, and it looks like it might be really, really hard, but literally anyone could do that. Anyone. It's not the only special circumstance for me is that I have been doing it for 10 years. Anyone else could put in the same amount of time, would make it look just as easy. I'd say that's it.
Well, great. Well, let me ask you, for the listeners, where can you talk a little bit about your projects and closing your website, so that where they can find you, your Facebook?
Shout out? I'm on Facebook as Louis Parkinson Climbing. Okay. I've got a website called Louis Parkinson Climbing. That's mostly, I mean, on my Facebook, you'll get loads of updates about climbs I'm doing and where I'm traveling and things like that and competitions. The website is more, you get loads of that too, but it's also if you're interested in booking lessons. I might be sorting out some kind of online lessons soon. So keep an eye out for that one. Yeah.
So LouisParkinsonClimbing.co.uk, correct?
I think it might be .org, actually. I'll check and I'll email it to you. Check the Facebook, though, because then that's got a link to the website as well. And I've also got an Instagram account, one called Catching Cut Loose, which has all kinds of stupid videos of me doing a lot of stuff, or similar stuff to what you saw in that video. And I've got a YouTube channel as well. Just type in Louis Parkinson on YouTube. It'll come up somewhere. And that's everything. What have I got project-wise? It's British Championships coming up in a couple of months, which I've been training really, really hard for. And I'm off to Switzerland in a few weeks. I'm going to be in my first feature-length climbing movie. Not just about me, loads of other really, really good climbers as well. But
really? Is it a documentary?
Yeah, basically documentary sort of thing. They're filming loads of a mix of upcoming British climbers and old-school British climbers traveling around in and around the UK doing really hard climbs and chatting about the UK climbing scene, things like that. And I'm in it, which I'm very excited about.
Fantastic.
It's called Reach, the film. It's got a crowdfunder page. If you go onto my Facebook, there should be a link for their page there.
Okay, fantastic. So basically, if we go to Facebook.com and just find you there, they can find a lot.
I reckon that's the easiest way, yeah, exactly.
So Louis Parkinson Climbing at Facebook.com.
Exactly.
Awesome, fantastic. Well, Louis, thank you for your time very much.
Oh, not at all, man. It was lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been an enormous pleasure, and I thank you for your time.
No, at all, man. Well, I hope I've said anything useful to anyone out there, and everyone should go climbing is my main aim, if I have one.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, man. Speak soon.